Welcome to Live, Let, Thrive, a podcast about the Airbnb life, the share economy, and everything in between. Here are your hosts, Micah and Steve.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to another exciting episode of Live, Let, Thrive. I am your host, Stevie Stacks, coming at you from Fort Worth, Texas. And I hopefully got a great show for you today. That's for you to decide. But it's going to be a show nonetheless. This is episode 298 of your favorite short-term, mid-term, long-term rental podcast in the world. And I'm happy to be with you guys today. It's going to be a Stevie Stacks episode. Just me and whatever my background has behind me. A guitar there, a Snorlax, drawing from my baby girl. And so we're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about a few things. I just jotted down a few notes. I always have a ton to talk about. But something that's really on the forefront of my mind is a situation that happened last week at one of my properties over here in Dallas, a one-bedroom little apartment that I've had for a couple years now in Dallas that someone rented. And the reason I'm bringing this up, you know, is because it's great fodder for the show. Whenever something bad happens and I'm in it, I'm in the muck, I'm in the middle of it, I just always think, man, I know this is crazy. I'm going freaking nuts here. How am I going to handle this? But this is going to be this is going to be great for the show. This is going to be great to talk about on the show, and people are going to get value out of it. And so I'm happy. I'm glad, looking back now, that nothing crazy happened that could have been crazy. I'm happy it did happen because we were able to learn from it as a company, my company, Argus Rentals, and we were able to adjust our systems and what do they call SOPs, you know, all those fun, all that fun business talk, standard operating procedures. But anyways, so what happened was this guy, he booked a last minute, he does a last minute booking, and I believe might have been a Friday. Yeah, let's just say it was Friday. Last minute booking at one of our places. The previous guests were due to check out at 10 a.m., right? This is through Airbnb. And the this guy booked like at 10:50 a.m. You know, our VAs, of course, they see the booking. We have automations in place. So the booking was accepted, and automations sent him out the check-in instructions, right? Check-in, thank you for booking. Check-in's at 4 p.m. Here's the address. Here's the information. And so it sent him all that stuff. And after the automations, this is what we do in our company. So automations are sent always, you know, it really helps to follow up with a real message, you know, cause people, we are attuned now to what, when we're speaking to real people or robots and stuff like that. And so, so I like to follow up with a real message. Adjusting my hair here. So they follow up and say, hey, thank you again for booking, you know, this time the VA is really talking to him. Again, you know, this is the check-in is at 4 p.m. Here's our information, summarized for you. And, please, you know, let us know what time you're getting here. You know, we always want to know about what time we're getting here. They're going to arrive. And no response both times. He didn't respond to the automated message. He didn't respond to the, you know, the next message, the from the VA. And so we didn't hear from him. And at about 11:30, we started getting these photos, like, sent through the Airbnb messaging app. And these photos are coming through of a place that hasn't been turned over yet. You know, this is the place that they're going to stay. And you know, it's a little messy. It's not, I mean, it wasn't a party or wasn't trash, but you know, you could tell someone slept in the bed. You could tell there was a towel in the bathroom floor. And this this person went ballistic. Like, you call this clean? I'm paying for a cleaning, and this is what I arrived to, and this is disgusting. And just like instantly going off, you know, like that's, you know, let's just say if it was a turnover that was missed, whatever. There's people. There's two type of people in the world. Well, there's a lot of types, but there's people that are like, hey, yeah, this place doesn't look like it's been cleaned yet. You know, just bring it. Can you send somebody or, you know, nice. Just a little, oh, you know, we're terribly sorry. We'll send somebody out right away. We're you know, blah, blah, blah. Must have got missed. You know, stuff happens. And you will give them a free cleaning fee, you know, take off the cleaning fee or, you know, whatever we got to do, we'll make the guest happy. And then there's the guests that go ballistic immediately, that just freaking go berserk without, you know, letting us help the situation. They just want to just flamethrowers at us or something. You know, y'all that have been doing it for a while, y'all know the two types of guests, the reasonable ones and the psychos. But anyways, I digress. So they're sending all these pictures and flipping out, and we're like, and the VA, you know, here's the thing. I let my VAs handle situations. I see them come up sometimes when I'm checking the messages. You know, I can see messages come up if I go in there. And for some reason I did see this message come across, and I'm just okay, just seeing what's gonna happen, see how my VA is gonna handle this situation. And they say, oh, you know, I forgot exactly how he worded it, but the VA is saying, oh yes, it hasn't been turned over yet, and how why are you inside the apartment now? Your check-in is at 4 p.m. And they said, you sent the check-in information. And I'm getting to the big point here, the glitch. You know, this is what I want. This is the whole reason I brought this story up. Well, you know, because psycho guest stories happen, but this is a crazy thing. It's a crazy glitch that's going on in Airbnb, and this is what happened. So he's like, I chose an 11 a.m. check-in. I chose an 11 a.m. check-in, even though we have our check-in set for 4 p.m. Right? You go to Airbnb, and when you're setting up your Airbnb, you go to, you know, where you put in what, you know, check-in times and check-out times or whatever. And, you know, check-out times we have for 10 a.m. and then check-in times we have it set for 4 p.m. And now here's the thing. They added this not too long ago, where you have the checkout time is, you know, you can set it to whatever, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever you want to set it to. That's one of the drop downs. So we set the first drop down to 4 p.m. The second drop down lets you say until what time can they check in. So they can check in, that you can make a window for them. You can check in anytime between 4 p.m. and 10 p.m. Or you can say you could check in 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. or 4 p.m. And then they have the word flexible on there. So you could check in from, so we have it. You could check in 4 p.m. to flexible, meaning we don't give a damn what time you get there. It's self-check-in anyways. We sent you the information. You could show up at, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the next day. You have the information. You could check in at your leisure. We're flexible with that. And I think the reason they added that was because, let's just say, mom and pops that have Airbnbs, or people that are staying, that live at the house, or people that just want to meet the guests and give them all the check-in information, they don't want the person showing up at 2 a.m. because they go to sleep, whatever, you know, 10 or 11, whatever, like a normal person. And so they set it where they the check-in window is 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. or 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. because they're personally going to meet these people, and they're personally going to let them in the house and stuff like that. So I understand that part, but I would assume 99% of hosts nowadays allow self-check-in. So anyways, so we leave it for 4 p.m. to flexible, and that's what we have all our units set at. And this little glitch, for some reason, is letting guests choose any time they want to check in. Even though our check-in time is 4 p.m., they're checking, they're choosing, oh, well, I booked and it's letting me, there's a window where I could choose where I want to get there. Yeah, my plane lands at 9. I think I want to check in at 10 a.m. And it allows them to do that. And here's the thing. Which, like I said, a lot of us hosts have multiple properties. So to keep it all organized, we use a PMS, property management software app, Hospitable, Guesty, there's a bunch of them. But so you use this PMS to keep everything organized on one app. So all your different listings are in this one app, y'all get the concept. So you can see the request that the booking request, you can see the instant bookings, you can see everything on inside this app. And we currently use Hospitable. So the VA saw it, they good reviews, and they let them book. They did everything through the Hospitable app. And so the problem with that, since there is this glitch, is that since this guest chose 11 a.m. check-in, and we accepted and all that stuff, we don't see that check-in until we accept. Let's just say you have one property, you're doing it through Airbnb, and you accept the booking, whatever, and it comes across and it says, booking accepted, guests will check in at 11 a.m. And then that's when you'd be like, holy crap, why is it saying 11 a.m.? So in Airbnb, you can see that. It's not like a big thing. It's just like a little, it's in your messaging, you see a little line that says check-in time 11 a.m. But if you're, like I said, if you have one property doing it inside Airbnb, you might be able to catch that. Hopefully be able to catch that if you're paying attention. And then you say, hey, you tell the guest you can't check in at 11. It's 4 p.m. check-in. And of course that might lead to a psycho guest going crazy. Or it might be, oh, sorry, well, I chose 11 a.m. Yes, it's a glitch in the system. For some reason, they're allowing you to choose, but our check-in time's 4 p.m. The previous guests aren't even going to leave till 10, so we need, time for our cleaners to clean. And so that being said, if you're using a PMS, like Hospitable or Guesty or whatever, you see it come across, you see the booking and it's accepted. Okay. And then your automations hit it and say, okay, thank you for booking. Check-ins at 4 p.m. And then, like I said, we follow up and everything, check-ins at 4 p.m. But you don't see that line that says they chose to check in at 11 a.m. We don't see it on Hospitable. We don't see it in Guesty or whatever you're using. And the thing is, we have to use these PMSs because to keep it all organized, because we have over 50 properties now that we're managing, and you can't just keep checking Airbnb for everything because bookings come across from VRBO, Booking.com, TripAdvisor, whatever. They come across from different ways, so you can't just keep staring at one thing. So that's why you use the PMS. But the PMSs are not picking up the fact that people are choosing their own check-in times. Now, it don't happen all the time. It happened to us a couple times, a few months ago. Luckily, the guests were cool about it. They call us and say, hey, I'm at the place. What's the code? It's not ready yet. And we tell them, oh, you're supposed to check in at 4 p.m. We sent you the messages. And this goes to show people don't read those messages. Anyways. But they were cool with it. The people back then, a few months ago, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, sorry about that. Can we at least drop our bags? Or so they'll ask us stuff like that. And if it's possible, we'll say, yeah, you sure you could drop your bags. But check-ins 4 p.m. We'll try our best to get you in earlier than that. Blah blah blah. Leave it at that. But this particular guest was not having it. He's like, I chose 4 p.m. I mean, I chose 11 a.m. and that's my check-in time, and I'm here, and I walked in, and this place is disgusting, and this and that, and just going crazy. And we're like, oh, sir, we have to get our cleaners in there to clean this place. We're sorry about this. It's an Airbnb glitch that allowed you to choose your check-in time. We're trying to explain to this guy, right? Keeping it all inside the Airbnb messages. But like I said, he was just not having it, just pissed off and just writing paragraphs of stuff why he's so pissed off at us. And he even says something like, he goes, Airbnb's not the glitch, you're the glitch, you messed up on this, and you need to blah 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 blah. And we're like, Okay, that means, sir, we still need to get our cleaner. He goes, am I? It's like where he's not even wanting to listen to us. He's like, do you expect me to sleep on this filthy bed and this and that? I'm like, no, we don't expect you to sleep on the filthy bed. We need to get our cleaners in there. Cleaners are on the way. They're gonna, they're gonna make the situation right. It's gonna be ready before the 4 p.m. check-in. And he's writing like, you better not send anybody. And I'm gonna just send my own cleaner. I'm gonna send my own cleaners. I'm gonna hire some cleaners, and then I'm gonna send you the bill, and you're gonna pay for the cleaning. And we're like, no, we're not gonna let some other people go in there and do a cleaning. We didn't hire them. Where our cleaners are going, you shouldn't be in this. By this point, I'm getting, I'm looking at the messages. I'm getting frustrated, and finally, he's like, he just like goes radio silent on us, and so. The cleaners get there and knock on the door, and then they go in and they ask me, I was like, well, start cleaning. It needs to be clean. It's like, I don't know what this guy shouldn't be there. And so I guess he had stepped out for a few minutes, and then, like I said, he went radio silent on us and just, he left it at that. He's gonna hire his own cleaners and send us a bill. And we told him, do not do that. Our cleaners will be there in a minute. And then he went radio silent. And then then we didn't, like I said, all of a sudden all these pictures start flooding, and it's pictures of our cleaning lady cleaning, like or just like sitting there like freaked out at, someone's taking pictures of her. And he's like, oh my God, I told you not to intrude or invade in my privacy. And I'm gonna tell Airbnb about this, the safety team. I'm calling the cops. And he's just like going nuts. And he goes, I have a right to my privacy and you're invading it. And he's using all these, legal words and stuff. And he goes, they need to leave now. And just like, so my head cleaner, he hits me up and he says, hey man, so this dude over here is like screaming at the little old lady, that works for me, the Mexican, Hispanic lady. And she don't know what's going on, and she's just freaked out, and she's scared, and he threw her stuff in the hallway. He's like, I'm like, he called me directly, not the VA, and I was like, dude, let me. He goes, I'm telling this guy to leave, that he's trespassing. He's not due to check in to 4 p.m. We told him twice not to check in at 4 p.m., and he went ahead and he's there, and he told us not to, we can't go in there. And this and that, because it's his house now, because he's renting it for this time period and this and that. And so the next, I said, I told my VA, let me start messaging this guy. I was angry. You can't treat people like that, you psycho. And so I said, sir, and I told him, you cannot be screaming at our cleaners. You need to leave now. You are trespassing on my property. You are not due to check in until 4 p.m. and you are trespassing. And then of course he's writing long ass paragraphs and he's just going psycho. And then my head cleaner goes out there, the one that he runs his crew, and he told the dude, he's trying to explain to the dude that he shouldn't be there till 4. And this guy starts snapping pictures at him and saying that, making up lies that our head cleaner is just pushing him around, slapping cell phones out of his hand, all this crazy stuff. Illegal imprisonment because he was standing at the doorway, and he said, and he's like writing all this, and he called the cops and all this stuff. And by that point, I'm like, dude, what the heck do I do? And so I called the cops too. I was like, I was explaining the situation. I called the local police in that area, and I'm like, hey, this guy, he's. Oh, by the way, and we're messaging with Airbnb this whole time too, telling them what's going on. This guy's going crazy, and he shouldn't be there. He's not due to check in until 4 p.m. And Airbnb's not being a big help. They're just bouncing us around. And once we said that he's abusing or verbally abusing our cleaner, And throwing her stuff in the hallway. Once we brought that part up, that they kind of, oh, they bounced us to the safety, whatever, safety department. Anyway, so I call the police and I'm telling him, you know, what's going on. This guy won't leave, or this guy, and he's like, well, if he booked through, you said, if he booked your place through Airbnb, he's entitled to be there. I'm like, unless you canceled. I said, like, yes, we canceled. And of course, I told Airbnb to cancel his reservation, because once they book and it's showing that they're there at your place, like I said, 11 a.m. is showing he's booked. I'm hitting that cancel button. It's not letting me cancel, because he's already there, right? Even though I could cancel all the way up to 4 p.m. regularly, but since Airbnb let him book at 11 a.m., it's showing his stay started at 11 and that he's there. And so it put me in a weird spot. So I'm like, well, I want this guy out. I want you to cancel. Airbnb's like, we're working on it. And they're not doing anything either. They're letting this stay go on, and then let this crazy situation go on. But like I said, it's just they're not very much help. And the police, I told him, dude, he threw the cleaner stuff in the hallway. He's screaming at her. He's this and that. And he's like, well, all they kept saying was like, This sounds like a civil matter. That's all the police was saying. They weren't. He goes, we really can't do nothing in this situation unless someone actually hits somebody or pushes or touches somebody or whatever. He's like, did that happen? I was like, no, nobody hit anybody yet, but it could happen. It's like, well, you know, it sounds like a civil matter. Just let us know if something else. In other words, hey, when shit goes down, give us a call. When someone gets shot, give us a call. You know, pretty much. But whilst situations like this are happening, they're not wanting to go out there and see what's going on. And so they probably have better things to do. I don't blame them. Anyways, so my head cleaner gets out there, and this guy, excuse me, just starts screaming at him at the top of his lungs, right? Just like, just going freaking nuts on him. And you hit me. And then the dude's like, my head cleaner is like, hold on, excuse me, I had to take a drink. But my head cleaner is like, man, this guy, you know, he called me, and you could hear him screaming in the background. This guy is crazy, man. I don't know what's going on. I told him he had to leave because you canceled the booking, and then he's just screaming at me and at the top of his lungs, saying that I'm hitting him and stuff. And he said, we're out in the hallway, and I pointed all around, and all, you know, this is a small apartment complex, and most of them are Airbnbs. And I said, look at all these cameras, bro. You can tell I'm not even touching you. You're lying, because all these cameras are recording what's going on, and you're just making things up. And you can tell, you know, when we look at the cameras, you can tell you're making all this stuff up. And so that dude's just psycho, man. And he just screaming at the head cleaner. He's like, I'm just gonna go to the car. I told the lady, you know, the cleaning lady, his employee, you know, she a little old, poor little Mexican lady. She went to the car. Went, let's just go to the car, cool down, you know, grab your stuff, and I just don't, you know, let's not be around that guy. And then they eventually just left. I said, y'all get out of there. You don't have to be there. I'm just trying to handle this. I said, you can come back later. And so that, luckily that guy left. He left. He gathered his stuff. He's saying that I, you know, of course he's putting on Airbnb. I sent his goons. I sent his enforcers to go out there and threaten his life and all this crazy stuff, man. This guy, even a head cleaner was like, is that guy on drugs, man? What is wrong with him? I was like, I don't know, man. I've never seen a situation like this before. And luckily he left. And we're still messaging, calling Airbnb. And they're not doing nothing because they've escalated it to some other place. And that guy has escalated it on his side to whatever thing he's talking about. And I said, dude, you know, I just want to get, you know, you're going to get a full refund. I don't want you at my place. You can cancel. I don't care. You get a full refund. I can't cancel. I can't hit this cancel button no more. But I want you out of my place. And it's Airbnb's fault, blah, blah, blah. And there was no reasoning with this guy. I tried calling him too. I tried calling the number that's on Airbnb, and there was no answer. I tried texting. There was no answer. Anyways, so all of this transpired, and I told Jose, I was like, you know what? You can go back out there later. I know the guy left or whatever. He said he left, but the stay is still showing ongoing. It was like a 9-day stay, and it's still showing ongoing. And so I don't know. I don't think you can go back out there until this is resolved on the Airbnb side, showing that it is totally 100% canceled, right? And so it's still showing ongoing. We're trying to get Airbnb, to help, and nothing. And this happened like at like around, like I said, 11:30 is when this whole thing started, when he just, barged into the place. And I'll briefly touch on that because it did help us change the systems in one regard, because whenever the day of check-in, when we send out the check-in instructions, for some reason the door code was being sent out too. And it's never bit us before, but this one time it did bite it, because like everybody's been abiding by the 4 p.m. check-in like they should. But I asked the VAs why is this being sent out? Can we change this to where it's sent out like 10 minutes before check-in, they get the door code, and you can automate that too if you have smart locks. But the problem with this apartment complex, they have their own keypad locks, and they don't let us change the locks. So we have to like manually, switch up the codes every now and then. And for that reason, we can't automate that part of it. But we can automate the fact that it's sent out 10 minutes before instead of 4 hours before, which, there's no way we should have been sending the codes out that early, but that's how we had it set up. Never bit us until now. It was a perfect storm of a psycho taking advantage of a system flaw, a weak link, if you will. But anyways, that's fixed now, and it won't happen again, knock on wood. But so I told Jose, you can't go out there until this thing's canceled. Like I said, I'm trying. Like I said, this started at 11:30 a.m. that day, and then Airbnb went radio silent on us the rest of the day. They just escalated it to the safety, and we didn't hear a damn word from them again until. But we're messaging, and the next morning, I freaking wrote like a long ass, like, 5-paragraph thing stating exactly what happened step by step by step by step, and what time it happened, what time it transpired. And I was looking at all the messages in Airbnb, linking everything up. And I kept reiterating a point, I was like, you need to get this canceled. And I said, this whole thing blew up because of the glitch on y'all's end that lets people book whenever they want to book, it lets them book their check-in time. It lets you choose whatever check-in time, even if our stated check-in time is 4 p.m. They can choose any time they want. And I kept saying, this is going to put guests, hosts, and cleaners in a very dangerous situation. I said, this situation was very volatile. Luckily, the guy left, but the stay is still ongoing. We need you to cancel that now, but this could have been a really, really bad situation. And of course, what I mean by that, if you get, out there picturing a situation like this happen, and even, that's a question I got when I told a couple friends, is, well, how did he get in the place? And I said, well, we had that flaw on our end that sent out the door codes too early. I'm gonna drink some water. And so for that reason, he was able to get in the place, but that doesn't mean that if you don't send the door codes out, that this glitch can't still blow up in your face and really, really get you and your guest, or get you guests, previous guests, next incoming guests, cleaners in a bad situation. I'm gonna take a drink. Doing all this passionate talking makes my mouth dry. And what I mean by that, of course, let's just say incoming guests, chooses his check-in time, 10 a.m., 11 a.m., whatever he chooses. And the previous guest is supposed to check out at 10 or 11, or they extended and you accepted their, late checkout. They want to check out at 12. They want to check out at 2. So anyways, the thing is, they're still there. Next incoming guest, they're not supposed to be there till, they're not supposed to check in till 4 p.m., right? But they get there at 10 or 11. And, maybe the guests that are there didn't lock the door. Maybe they're chilling, maybe they're watching TV or whatever, but they just, you know, got home with the, you know, bags full of groceries. I don't know, whatever the situation, they got home, they shut the door behind them. I forget to lock the door all the time in my house. You know, other people, you know, I'm sure it happens. Murphy's Law, if it can't go wrong, will go wrong. And so let's just say the guests that are there that extended another few hours didn't lock the door behind them. So this incoming guest starts pushing the buttons and trying to get in, and it's just blinking red or whatever. And they just, for some reason, let me just try to see if it worked. And they, you know, this is what we do. We try, okay, I don't know if it beeped weird, but I'm going to still try to open it, see if it, and then they open the door. And then they walk in on people that are there that are like, what the heck, you know, are you doing here? In a polite way to put it. And that could lead to, I rented this place and blah, blah, blah. And if you get two psychos together or one psycho, they could do some psycho stuff, man. They could feel threatened and pull out a weapon and, like, yeah, do something really bad. And the whole reason a situation like this could happen, or even, you know, walking in on a cleaner, you know, something like that too. All it takes is one psycho for a situation to go from, you know, chill to horrific. And so what this glitch is causing is potentially, you know, situations like that where someone's going to get hurt because Airbnb is letting people choose their own check-in times. And I looked on the forums, and it's happening to other hosts too. And I put on the forum to, you know, my story, you know, a synopsis of the story. And I said, again, Airbnb is not fixing this thing. It's been going on for the last couple of years now, this glitch that allows people to choose their own check-in time. And I said, what's it going to take for Airbnb to fix this glitch where people can't do that? And I don't know. It does seem they do react. They do fix things when something horrific does happen. And, you know, that's why they stopped allowing parties, or they said no parties, whatever, that, like, that's going to do anything. But because people got shot at some parties and killed at Airbnb, and their name was all over the news. And so that prompted them to crack down on parties, right? Before that, they didn't give a damn about if people, you know, had a party at your place or whatever. So in this glitch situation, I believe that that's what it's going to take for Airbnb to fix it. It's going to be a horrific situation. It's going to happen. Someone's going to walk in on somebody else and get really mad and do something crazy. And it's tragic, sad, but that's the only way I see Airbnb fixing this situation. Now, as a host, you can, like I said, that code, don't ever send that code out hours early, if anything, about 10 minutes early. But what it got us to, we have to do now, is not only accept a booking through Hospitable or whatever, you know, PMS you're using, we have to go open up the Airbnb app and look at that booking and make sure that they didn't manually choose a check-in time of their choosing. And it's an extra step. It's an extra layer. But I mean that until they get this thing fixed, we can't risk it. We have to do that. And anyways, I guess I hope that helps. I hope you stay more vigilant about seeing when somebody chose their check-in time and being sure that they respond to you, you know. And I would even go as far as to say, if they're not responding to you saying 4 p.m. check-in or whatever, don't send them a code. Don't send them a code at all until they do respond. It could be 5, 6 p.m., whatever. Hey, you gotta respond to our messages. We're not going to be sending out codes, and we don't even know if you're going to – what time you're arriving or whatever. But that's gonna prompt them to respond to you. I don't like being ghosted by guests. It's just the weirdest thing where they don't even acknowledge you or say one word to you. That always puts my suspicions up. But all that being said, like I said, the dude left. Can't they finally the next day, like about, man, I would say around 1 p.m. the next day. So this happened 11:30 p.m. On whatever day it was, Thursday or Friday, and then they didn't cancel it till the next day. So our calendar was freed up. Head cleaner was able to get out there and change the door code manually and get the cleaning done. And then we ended up getting booked again. Thank goodness. I mean, that was the least of my worries. I mean, this guy was talking all kinds of crazy stuff, talking about suing, about pressing charges, about throwing people in jail, and all this crazy. I mean, he just was talking some crazy mess. And but luckily he did leave. Airbnb canceled. Full refund. I don't give a damn about that. I just wanted the situation to be over. I needed closure. I didn't eat. It's funny, and I love to eat. I didn't eat until so that incident happened 11:30. I didn't eat from 11:30 that day till like 1 p.m. the next day when we finally got some closure on the situation. When we finally they can't once I saw that it came through and it was canceled. Then I got my appetite back. It was so weird. I was so stressed out. I was a mess. And there was nothing I could do. And it's funny. Oh, I didn't mention the dude. The dude did call me like that day the incident happened. Like I said, happened at 11:30 a.m. He did call me, and it was a number, and it was so weird. I just you get so many robocalls nowadays, but this one I was like, it showed from Oklahoma, whatever. And I said, it was around, I think it was around 4 o'clock or so. I got the phone call. And I'm like, yeah, hello. And he's like, yes, somebody texted me from this number. And I was like, I texted someone earlier, and I mentioned the guest name. Are you so and so? He goes, yes, who are you? And I said, oh, I'm Steven, He goes, well, what did you want? He goes, you called the wrong phone. You texted the wrong phone. I have two phones. And I was like, well, that was the one on Airbnb. I called and texted that one. He goes, well, what do you want? I was like, well, I had called early. And this is crazy. He's calling me at this hour because this is back this after all the crap went down. And I'm saying, get out of my house. I didn't cuss or nothing. I kept it all professional inside the app. I said, you are trespassing. You need to leave now, blah, blah, blah. But, he was blowing up on there and blowing up on the cleaners, just going crazy, ballistic, calling the cops. And anyways, so now he's like asking me, what did you call for? I was like, well, I was trying to figure out a solution to this situation. Well, what solution? He started getting like pissed at me right away. And I'm like, listen, dude, I just trying to say there was a glitch in Airbnb. You shouldn't have been able to choose your own book. I chose that time. I just said, you intruded on me. Then you sent in the muscle to come over there. And his voice got real high. He started screaming at me. I was like, man, just calm down. I was just trying to help the situation. And I, my blood's boiling too. And I was thinking of this book that I read. Called Never Split the Difference, about it was a book on negotiations. And I was just thinking of the situations. Read the book, man. Oh my God, it's a life-changing book. It's helped me in negotiations. But I was just trying to draw from what I learned from that book, because the guy who wrote that book, Never Split the Difference, he was an ex hostage negotiator for either the CIA or FBI, one of those two. And he was, and yeah, his job was to go in there when there's a hostage situation, which is you would think, okay, Airbnb is one thing or whatever you're negotiating. You're negotiating a price on a house or whatever. That's kind of stressful, but not negotiating for people's lives. That is the next level negotiation. That's what this dude used to do. He was a hostage negotiator, try to free people from hostage situations and stuff like that. And so anyways, he goes into detail how he was dealing with people. He's dealt with all kinds of people, psychotic people, normal seeming people that get into these situations, and just saying how he was able to talk to them and figure these situations out. And I was trying to draw on some of that psychological stuff. I was just trying to help you. I just want to help the situation. I let the dude blow off steam, but he's going crazy. But anything I said, and I was being nice, I wasn't raising my voice or nothing, anything I said, it just made him more angry and more angry and more angry. And I said, sir, and I just had to, between the screaming, I just said, sir, obviously I can't help you. I'm sorry. And I hung up. Because now he's mentioning lawyers and all kinds of stuff. So now I'm thinking, what's he doing? Is he recording phone calls? Is he trying to like get some information or something that he can use against me? So I was just in a spot like, you know what? I can't help you. And I just hung up on him. And I blocked, as I did that, and I blocked the number so he couldn't call and text and pester me or whatever. And I just said, well, I'm just gonna see what happens, see what Airbnb does about this. And that was the day of. And then, like I said, I was so stressed out, so I didn't have no closure. And that's with anything in life. It always just affects me the worst, is like when a situation just lingers and there's no closure, no end in sight, and you just want it to end either good or bad. You just want to rip the Band-Aid off, you just want closure. It's what we all seek. And I couldn't get that. Because the stay was still showing ongoing, and that was just torture. I was checking it every few minutes. Man, did they cancel? Did they cancel? Did they cancel? I just want to get my cleaners out there. I just want to get that code change. I just want to get the situation over with. And like I said, I didn't eat nothing. I was no appetite. And the next day, and like finally, like I said, around 1 p.m., they canceled it, and they sent like a message, canceled a full refund, whatever. And then, like I said, it just came back like a wave. Okay, my appetite came back, and I ate some food. And but anyways, I like I said, it helped in a way, seeing what like a situation like this, looks like when you get a crazy person, and how to deal with it the best you can, and knowing that Airbnb is not on your side, they're not going to help you in this situation. So I don't know. It's best to be vigilant and prevent situations like this to hap from happening the best you can. Obviously, set up your each individual Airbnb that you got, set it up in under an LLC that you run your Airbnbs on, you know what I'm saying? So if you can, when you're trying to arbitrage a place, of course, sign the lease in your LLC's name, the LLC that you do business with, not the one that has your assets and that stuff, but sign the lease in your LLC's name. So this guy, let's just say this guy, was trying to do some crazy lawsuit and stuff like that. He's going to be suing that LLC, and you don't have any assets in there. You don't have any money in there, whatever. And that's, I mean, you might have some like bank account for that LLC, but it's not going to be like you have houses inside it or something. So anyways, so yeah, you protect yourself as good as you can. And yeah, have a lawyer. We have a lawyer that we talk to on situations. Have a good lawyer that understands real estate law and all that stuff. And just try to prevent these situations. And when they do happen, I mean, it's going to be stressful. It's gonna be try to figure things out. The main thing is try to get the guy or girl or whatever the heck out of your place. Try to get that thing canceled as soon as possible. Because once it's canceled, it's like you have your freedom back to go to your own place. And so, like I said, change the locks if you need to change locks, and and sort out the situation in person. You can get in there, but. If it's just in limbo and they're keeping the reservation going, you really can't do nothing. You can't go over there, man, because that cycle might come back. And according to Airbnb, they have a right to your place. And well, not that I would suggest it anyways, but yeah, that would be my advice. Be vigilant about it. If you see something like that happens, of course, call and text. And that's the most frustrating part, because these guests.
It seems like the psycho ones don't ever answer the phone, or they don't respond to text messages. They don't even respond to Airbnb messages until the problem, occurs, and then they just go straight from zero to psycho in like 1 second, which is unfortunate. If they would have seen the messages, if they would have responded to the messages, there wouldn't be no issue. If they were a reasonable person, if they weren't a psycho, they'd be like, "Oh, 4 p.m. check-in. I thought I chose 11 a.m. And then you can explain to them. And then, of course, if they say, "Well, that, I had planned, blah blah blah," and then you can work with them. Then, you know what? I'll waive the cleaning fee. It's a glitch with Airbnb. It's not our fault, but I still feel bad for your situation. And then I'm gonna go ahead and waive a cleaning fee or do something. Throw them a bone. And most people are cool with that. Most people are okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Can I at least put my bags? And then, let them put their bags if you can. But anyways, that's all. That's my crazy story. I thought y'all would get some use out of it. I guess it's still a little traumatic for me. It's fresh. It just happened like a week or so ago. But I look at the bright side. I learned from it. We learned from it as a company. We got better. We got stronger from it. And everything happens for a reason. Nobody got hurt. Nobody got, nothing crazy happened. Just a bunch of high emotions. High emotions. And that's it. A little short episode for you. Hope you got something from it. Like I said, please keep spreading the word. Please leave a what's it called? A review on iTunes if you could. excuse me. Leave a review on iTunes and saying you like the show. That means a lot to me. It means a lot to us at Live Let Thrive. Tell your friends about us. And call me up, man. My number's on the show notes. Give me a call or a text. If you want to have some questions that need answered, email liveletthrive@gmail.com. And also, I have some arbitrages that I'm trying to offload, because I'm moving my operation to more like the Fort Worth area to other spots. And so I'm hopping out of Dallas. I have some arbitrages there. If you're looking to pick up some arbitrages, if you ain't started your journey yet, or you started your journey and you kind of know what you're doing, these are profitable. I can send you some numbers. I'm not in Dallas, so if you know about North Texas, Fort Worth and Dallas are two different worlds. I'm a Fort Worth guy. I live in Fort Worth. I got rentals over here, and I just don't get out to Dallas. I don't get out there, so I can't take care of those as much as I would like to. Get out there and do what I need to do. But I'm more, the Fort Worth area. And so if you're looking for an arbitrage, hit me up. There's my company, Argus Rentals. I can get you on there. I can get you them for cheap, super cheap. I'm just trying to offload them right now. Also, if you're looking for arbitrages anywhere in the country, I'm working with my good friend Rachel. We could find you a great arbitrage in any part of the country, your neck of the woods. Or hey, if you want one in Florida that you want to get up and running, and you can use it when you're not renting it out on Airbnb or what, or any short-term rental site, then Rachel can find you one of those too. So us, Argus Rentals and Rachel. So hit me up. Please leave a review on iTunes or YouTube, or wherever you leave reviews. Man, that story took a lot out of me. but yeah, just reach out to me. Schedule an appointment. We'll talk. We'll chat. I love hearing from the fans. And yeah, they keep the questions coming. Keep living, let living, letting, and thriving. Live, let, thrive. And thank you so much for continually to listen. liveletthrive@gmail.com. ArgusRentals.com, all that fun stuff. Hit us up. Thank you. Take care. Good luck on your journey. Don't get too low on the lows. Don't get too high on the highs. Just keep on plugging, and you're gonna have success, y'all. Talk to y'all later. Live, let, thrive. Peace out.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Live, Let, Thrive. Be sure to tune in next week for all the latest in the world of Airbnb and all that entails. Bye-bye.